you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. CropMetcalf.com is where you get all of your details online if you want to become part of their team. This Junks team has three members today. Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Also, John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up?
Good morning. At Junks Radio is our X account.
I'm kind of selfish. I always put mine out there before I put the shows. So thank you for putting that out there. Eric Bickle is also with us.
Hey, Cakes. How did the poker go?
I cashed in the first tournament. I got 19th for, I think the payout was 1708, which is nice. So I'll take that all day long.
Great job. Then I busted it, I think, like
1:57 p.m., and then I immediately went in and registered for the high roller event, which started at 2 p.m., and jumped right into that field, and I was doing okay until, a story as old as time, I got my aces cracked because I played them like a rube, and I overplayed a single pair, even though they were aces, and I jammed them straight into a guy who turned the nut straight. So I was bounced pretty quickly in the high roller. But it's fine. I got to have dinner at MGM, let the traffic, you know, die down on the Beltway, and I got home at a reasonable time.
$1,700 cash is great.
Yeah, of course.
Your wife is happy.
Yeah, everybody's happy.
Did you break off a little for each of the kids?
Didn't really do that. No, I mean, they trust me, they get enough.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of bills to go around, and that $1,700 will be vaporized as, you know, sooner than I can even imagine.
That's It's a long ways away, but have you thought about the cost of the wedding down the road?
No, not really.
Is it old school? Father of the bride? The bride's family takes care of it? I don't think that's the case anymore.
I don't know the etiquette. I really don't. I'm sure we'll cross that bridge.
I think it kind of is. But
what is Eleanor's family? Do they come from money?
I mean...
Are they just normal like you?
I think they're just normal. They're not...
So you probably split the costs.
Multi-millionaires. We'll figure something out.
Yeah,
at some point.
It's something you have to think of when your kids get married.
I'm not concerned about that right now because they don't even have a wedding date.
Oh yeah, you might have 2 years or whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. It's down the road. You know, if it's an exorbitant amount that comes out of my pocket, I'll dig into the reserves and or take out a small loan. I don't know what I would do. At some point.
But not connected with my financial advisor like you guys seem to be, but I'm actually doing a lunch with him today. I've got all kinds of stuff. I have a dishwasher delivery, but the window is 11:30 to 3:30. Now, my lunch is at Coastal Flats right by my house. So if they say, hey, we got to be at the house, and I'm just going to bounce, and I'll tell them, hey, sorry, bro, or you can come over to my house.
Yeah.
So I had to move. I was supposed to do a lunch with EB's mom today, and I had the dishwasher thing, and so we're just going to do that one tomorrow.
Yeah.
I actually have thought about just siphoning off a little for like a wedding fund that would grow.
That's not a terrible idea.
I mean, probably got to do it.
I mean, maybe I should put the money I won yesterday into like a little slush fund. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Who knows?
You know what? Put a little bit into a Bitcoin and just say, here's your wedding fund in a couple
years. It's not a terrible idea.
And just keep adding to it because that grows aggressively.
Well, let's hope that's the case.
And if it drops a little, you won't care.
It's not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Maybe, look, I still have the Cakes Classic, the second of the month, tomorrow. So maybe I can add to it tomorrow and the main event on Saturday.
Right.
So there's still plenty of poker out there.
So the Cakes Classic tomorrow in the middle of the, what is it, the summer?
It's the summer Potomac Poker Open.
Okay.
Tournament series.
Okay.
Yeah. So today's a day off for your boy. I'm just going to chill. I'm going to reset the mind mentally, get dialed in for two more tournaments.
Do you ever get bleary-eyed? I guess you don't. Like, you have remarkable stamina. And I know that's goofy to say when you're just sitting down, but it's the mental stamina.
You know what? Maybe it was Drab's caffeine pill that he gave me yesterday. I considered taking another one and stuffing it in my pocket, like a in case of emergency, break glass, pop another pill, but I didn't need it. Because I just guzzle Diet Cokes and coffee, and I'm just doing irreversible damage to my heart. Is probably what I'm doing.
Well, yesterday I was out in like Jason's Hood, I guess. I don't know. We played Belmont Country Club, and afterwards we went and we went to Pupatella's.
Very nice.
I actually invited Valdez to swing by. I guess he had some stuff he had to do otherwise, but. I tell you, the Pupatella hookup is a great hookup.
it's not bad.
They're so nice to you over there. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
I don't know, Drab, are you as close to that Pupatella as the one in, what is it? Chantilly.
Right off 50.
Chantilly's my home.
That is?
Known as Drab Tilly.
Yeah. I didn't know it was this close for you.
I know. That's my home base, too.
It's a great spot.
Yeah. They see you guys walking like, oh, here come these guys again.
Did they have the the outdoor like bar area going?
Open.
Yeah, that's silly.
Yeah. I like to sit on the indoor side, but it's pretty cool.
I'm generally not a big dining al fresco guy. I've done it before.
I mean, they have tables out there, but it's like a U-shaped bar.
Yeah.
And then one of the sides of it is outdoors because like the garage door
almost
open.
Has like a warehouse garage door.
So you're getting your vitamin D as you pummel beers.
That's a theme I think in all their restaurants because I know the one in is it in Ashburn has that. I think most of them have that. So it's pretty cool.
I like the vibe, but for me to eat outside, it needs to be like 73 degrees, sunny.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be, like, ideal conditions.
No,
like,
I didn't eat inside.
Like, I'm playing at Ford Field. I'm Jared Goff.
Yeah, I like to eat inside, too.
Yeah.
I don't eat bugs or anything.
Yeah, bugs flying around.
Whatever. I just need to be inside.
Do I need car exhaust blowing in my dumb face while I'm trying to eat my appetizer? The answer is no.
Right. No.
That's what air conditioning and walls are for.
We had to, though. I mean, literally, we got off the golf course, and I put in the Waze. I knew it was going to anyway, but I put in the Waze. The drive home because it was like 4:30, 5 o'clock, 90 minutes.
No.
Said, we're not doing that.
It's rough.
We're going to go somewhere and we're going
to
eat.
Maybe in 2 years, the traffic will be alleviated, but they seem to have been doing construction.
I don't think
for a couple years. Maybe when that construction is done, it appears that there's going to be extra lanes.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be markedly different.
You're talking about like past the American Legion Bridge?
Yes, from the ALB to Tyson's, it just seems like construction nonstop.
Yeah. I think I a minor faux pas during dinner yesterday. Like, I had dinner at Ginger with a buddy that I play poker with there at MGM.
Uh-huh.
Ordered a beer at dinner. Just, I don't know if that was the greatest move, like, right before driving. That was one beer, and it was a light, like...
Well, also, consider you were sleep deprived.
Yeah, I was like... I got into my car, I was like, why did I have a beer at dinner? That was kind of dumb.
It's called a habit.
It's a habit.
Yeah, the habit.
Yeah, it's a habit.
I was gone. I was gone all day, and then I had to be a father. And my wife said, "Could you pick up Kate from volleyball practice?" Right. By the time I got home, it was like 7:40. So I just had to go straight and kind of wait in the parking lot because volleyball practice ended at 8. That's about the time I got into the area, and literally I could have fallen asleep while it was in park.
Sure.
While I'm like in the car line.
Yeah.
I easily could have just fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm. Your life may open up big time. She's on her learner's permit, right?
She is. Yes.
So pretty soon you won't have to do those pickups. She'll be able to drive herself.
She will. It's only literally less than 10 minutes from my house.
Okay, it's close.
It's not like it's a look. And the
sometimes
the
you always
thing,
talk about driving into Virginia
the
for
club
practices.
Thing, yeah, the club thing is pretty far. But to be honest with you, JP, and I did this with my my oldest daughter, I kind of like driving them in and spending time with them, even though it's a hassle. You know what I mean? Because it's lost. Like, you just never can make
it's
up
one
that.
Of the last times
you can never make
that
up
you'll
time.
Have, like, that one-on-one, like, hangout. Yeah,
so,
I hear you.
I kind of don't mind it. I kind of like driving with them, even though they can do it themselves.
Hey, I'm going to be doing it for another minimum 8 years.
Yeah, you're definitely on the hamster
wheel. I've had a nice new routine because right now she started on a new team, a travel team, and they're in kind of a camp Mm-hmm. Couple days we're at St. Andrews. I think tonight's mm-hmm. at St. Andrews. Last night it was at a school right by St. Andrews.
It's a beautiful facility over there.
But it's 2 hours.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of parents who sit there for 2 hours. And I'm new to the team, and I've gotten to know a couple dads. Actually, this one dad lives on EB Street. Mm. Said he's never seen EB.
Yeah, that tracks. That definitely tracks.
Why would anyway, he see me? I go in my house.
You do yard work?
Are you going to sit on the stoop?
Yeah. He hits balls in the backyard.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to see me.
Yeah.
But now it's 2 hours, though.
Yeah. Got 2 hours to kill.
I go to the gym.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
That's good.
Kind of a good deal.
That's good.
Kill some time.
To do that.
Try to get shredded.
On the comeback trail, cakes. I'm always on the comeback
everybody's
trail.
Everybody's always on the comeback. When you're in your mid-50s, you're always on the comeback trail.
On the comeback trail. You know what? I started this new routine where I go downstairs before the show, and in less than a week, or maybe it's a week, drop 3.
Very nice. Good start.
That's good.
But it's the combo. It's the morning, and then I'm actually doing like in the evening, too.
Well, I'm not going to drop any weight if I keep eating from the tray of, I won't use the word you don't like, Drab. I won't use the word that starts with S. The promiscuous brownies. There's still about a quarter about a quarter of the tray left in my kitchen. And I mean, I can't walk past it and I not dig into it with the knife.
And there is such a stir about cakes calling them slutty brownies yesterday.
Why, after the show?
Was there really?
Yeah, I mean, just. I don't know. It just
I didn't make the name up.
You didn't, but just hearing cakes say it and then
and say that my daughter gave
yeah,
me
my daughter
brownies.
Gave me slutty brownies. Yeah. It's just,
she laugh like when she gets she says, "Here, daddy, here's your slutty brownie."
No, not really. It's just
and so you're literally inches away from dirty talk.
Yeah. No, it's just it's I guess we've had them so often over
it's
the years that
deal.
it's just a name. It never even registered that right. It was like
some
smutty,
sort of yeah,
dirty.
Filthy brownie.
Your filthy whore brownies.
Filthy
yeah.
Dirty brownies.
Yeah.
I mean, was she making them when she was 12 and just didn't know the term?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe
I mean, she's a graduate student. She knows the term.
Yeah, maybe
but
we're bad parents. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Did you actually look them up? Like, are there other names for them? Slutty brownies?
Yeah, loaded brownies.
I've never even thought about it. I just called them what I was... told they were called
slutty brownies.
See,
slutty brownies.
It's a real
slutty
thing.
Brownies. Never let me down.
Trampy brownies.
Yeah, you're dirty tramp whore
dirty,
brownies.
Dirty brownies.
Somebody says slutty brownie, aka Oreo brookie.
I mean, slutty brownie sounds better than.
Oh,
Oreo.
I've heard brookie a lot.
Oreo
what
brookie.
Does brookie mean? I've
brownie
never heard
and
that.
Cookie combo hybrid. A brookie.
Oh, because it has Oreos in it.
Oh, I see. It's a brookie.
Oh, okay. Slutty
brownies.
The Allville family, a little dirty, because yeah. I've always heard brookie. I had never heard slutty brownie until yeah. yesterday.
Those aren't the same. They're a little different.
When I was asked what I wanted as far as like a cake or what a dessert.
An Oreo brookie is different than a slutty brownie?
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A brookie is just a brownie and a cookie mixed together.
Yeah.
Cakes has different stuff in it.
Yeah. Okay. I asked for brownies because I didn't want cake or an ice cream cake. And my daughter said, I'll make slutty brownies. I said, silly. Fire them up.
It's a hurt thing.
Get as slutty as possible. That's what I said. I did not say that to my daughter. All right, we're gonna pivot here. Coming up on an Open Line Thursday, I should mention, it is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. You can call throughout the show. Dave Richard is going to call because your fantasy football draft is right around the corner, and he's going to give you all the advice that you need for that. And we'll talk more NFL, and I'm sure Commanders with Warren Sharp. He is a very good NFL analyst, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. He is scheduled to be on the show at 9 o'clock. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.